Suns Week and all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Senegal's capital, Dakar, will be a hot spot in African football next week. On Tuesday, January 8th, Dakar will be the venue for the annual Confederation of African Football Awards ceremony. And on Wednesday, January 9th, also in Dakar, CAF will name the host country for the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations tournament. Our Voice of America football fans will remember CAF stripped Cameroon of the hosting rights on November 30th, 2018, because of delays in building infrastructure and concerns about security. CAF is expected to select either Egypt or South Africa to be this year's Nations Cup host. Now, Egypt has staged the African football showpiece four times previously, while South Africa has been the Nations Cup host twice, most recently in 2013. In addition, South Africa is the only African country to host the FIFA World Cup, having done so in 2010. Regarding the CAF Awards in Dakar, the big prize to be presented is the CAF Player of the Year. And the favorite to win for a second year in a row is Egypt and Liverpool star Mohamed Salah. Mo's Liverpool teammate Sadio Mane of Senegal will surely have local support in Dakar. And also on the three-man short list for the prize is Arsenal striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang of Gabon, who was the 2015 African Footballer of the Year. Meanwhile, the 1994 African Footballer of the Year, Emmanuel Amunike of Nigeria, is traveling to Dakar for the CAF Awards. Since retiring from football in 2004, the 48-year-old Amunike has managed clubs in Nigeria and Sudan, and he's currently the head coach of Tanzania's national team. The Taifa Stars of Tanzania are hoping to qualify for the Nations Cup for the first time since 1980. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Coach Amunike talked about the team's chances of advancing to the 2019 Nations Cup.
Well, my assurance is that we are hoping that we will qualify. This will be the first or the second time they will be qualifying for the AFCON after so many years. Well, we ask God, you know, we are in the new year. 2018 has come and gone, and now we are in 2019. We ask God, you know, to direct our way, to give us wisdom, to give us grace, to make Tanzania qualify for the AFCON.
What is the mood within Tanzanian regarding this gracious and precious moment they are waiting for? How are they hopeful about it? Are they very optimistic that it will happen?
Well, everybody, we're optimistic. Of course, in life, we have to be optimistic in whatever you are doing. We're optimistic regardless of, we expected at least to be more closer in our last game against Losetto. But unfortunately, we lost that game. But of course, we still have one opportunity, which is playing at home against Uganda. Already, Uganda have qualified, but of course, we are not expecting Uganda to come and make it easier for us due to the rivalry between the two countries. But we're optimistic. The future is in our own hand. We have to work hard. We have to prepare ourselves. We have to be ready for all the challenges. We are playing at home. We are playing in front of our wives, our kids, our people. So I think all what we need to do is to believe in ourselves and then ask God to direct our journey and give us the grace so that we can achieve what we all been dreaming, which is qualifying for the second time to AFCON. I think that is the objective.
Coach, what about the rest of the season, football calendar for the rest of the season? What is it going to look like in Tanzania under you?
What we intend to do is to approach things one after the other. Of course, we know this year is going to be a busy year for us. We are hosting the Under-17 AFCON, trying to see if we can also pick a ticket for the World Cup for the first time. If we qualify for the AFCON, you automatically, after finishing the under-17, you are approaching the AFCON. So it's going to be a busy year, I mean. But like I said, I think we have to approach things one after the other. We cannot be over-emotional. We cannot be over-sentimental. But of course, we have to be realistic in what we are doing. We have to be optimistic in what we are doing. Our approach has to be positive in all what we are doing. And then we also have to work towards to that. You don't say you have to think positive without working towards to that direction. We want to work towards to that direction, and also we want to remain positive and focused.
That's Emmanuel Amunike, the 1994 African Footballer of the Year and the head coach of Tanzania's national team. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Santander, Spain. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Now let's go to Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, where Portuguese star Cristiano Ronaldo has won the Globe Soccer Player of the Year award.
Well, it's been a tough year. I win many trophies this year, the Champions League, and it was unbelievable here again. So I'm so glad to win one more trophy. As I say before, 2019, it's a new year. I'm dreaming to win many, many things, many important trophies for Juventus.
Also in Dubai, the Globe Soccer Coach of the Year Award went to the man who guided France to the 2018 World Cup trophy, Didier Deschamps.
I'm very proud to receive this trophy tonight. I would like to say thank you to all my players, because without the player, a coach is nothing. I would like to say thank you to all my staff who helped me every day during the competition. And I would like to say to my wife and my son, we are present tonight, I love you.
Didier Deschamps, spreading a little love in Dubai, spreading love in Dubai. Didier Deschamps, I love you, to his wife and son. I love it. I love it. I love it. Didier Deschamps is only the third man to lift the World Cup trophy as both a player and a coach. Let's show him some love. Some love to Didier Deschamps. As a defensive midfielder, Deschamps captained France to the 1998 World Cup title. The two other men to win the World Cup as a player and a coach are the Brazilian Mario Zagallo and the German Franz Beckenbauer. Getting back to those Globe Soccer Awards in Dubai, Atletico Madrid of Spain won the Club of the Year Award, and accepting the prize was Atletico's owner, Miguel Angel Gil Marin.
It's not easy to compete today in Europe, and effort, solidarity, passion, and of course, hard work is the only way to reach this kind of achievement. So on behalf of all the Atletico family, thanks.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Just ahead, my VOA colleague Gwen Uten will have a report on Manchester City's 2-1 victory over Liverpool Thursday in the English Premier League.
Voice of America! I heard the voice of America calling on my wavelength. A man was calling out of Frankfurt and Maine. I heard the voice of America calling on my wavelength. Singing, come back, baby, come back. Come back.
Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And if you check out my Facebook page on this Friday, you'll see a nice photo by Reuters photographer Paul Childs of Kenyan star Eliud Kipchoge crossing the finish line of the 2018 London Marathon. It was Eliud's third London Marathon title, and he's shown with his hands raised, and we certainly need to raise our collective hands when it comes to Eliud Kipchoge and his memorable 2018. In addition to winning London, Eliud smashed the world marathon record in Berlin, where he clocked an amazing 2 hours, 1 minute, and 39 seconds. That broke the previous record by fellow Kenyan Dennis Kimeto by 1 minute and 18 seconds, the greatest improvement since 1967. In English Premier League football, defending champion Manchester City has cut into Liverpool's lead. Joining us with more details is my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Well, Man City dug in and got it done. Their 2-1 victory moved them into second place and narrowed Liverpool's lead to 4 points. After the match, manager Pep Guardiola singled out midfielder Bernardo Silva for helping to put Man City back in the title race.
Long time ago, I didn't see him in a performance like he did in all terms, not just with the ball, because he's precise, he's clean, he's clever. He fought with Van Dijk and making uncomfortable his duel. So, big compliment. Bernardo was incredible today.
And Pep had nothing but praise for Liverpool.
Of course, reduce the gap. Still, they aren't on the table. Still, 4 points is enough points to be calm. But at the same time, it's a good moment to congratulate, to say thank you to these incredible players, what they have done in 60 months. And today they show a rest, you know, for everybody, how good they are, which hurt they play against an incredible team. So I think it was a good spectacle, and both teams played to win. And nothing. So it's not a final. It was a final for us because losing today was almost over. And winning today, we are already there. So now the Premier League is everybody tie again. So we'll see what happens in the future. Relax, rest, because in 3 days we have another big test in the FA Cup.
And that big test will be their match against Rotherham in FA Cup action this Sunday. They play their next Premier League match against Wolverhampton on January 14th. Liverpool still sits at number one in Premier League standings, but Thursday marked the club's first defeat of the season. And while Man City's win may have surprised some, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp recalled a past matchup as proof that City can beat his team.
It's not the first time. Last year they beat us 5-0, so that's not the first time. Whatever you want to make of it, for me, it's not a surprise for me now that City can beat us. I don't think it had anything to do with any mental strength one side or weakness on the other side or whatever. It was a bit unlucky.
But Klopp gave his own team credit for keeping the match close.
They were quite often, they had two made sliding tackles and blocks in their own 6-yard box. That doesn't happen too often for City, I would say. So that's a credit to my boys that we did that. But in the end, we lost it, and we have to take that. It's not the first game we lost in our life. From that point of view, it's not really cool, but it's one of the three results that could have happened. It's the one we didn't like, but still have to take it. So now let's keep on going.
and they will keep going in their next Premier League match when they play Brighton on Saturday, January 12th. So stay tuned. And that's it for me. More sporty news next week. Sonny, back to you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Gwen. And you have a good weekend, too. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
In National Basketball Association action Thursday night, the league's reigning most valuable player, James Harden, turned in another explosive performance for the Houston Rockets. And in the process, the Rockets were able to edge the defending champion Golden State Warriors in overtime. The AP's Ryan Leong reports from Oakland, California.
James Harden made a three-pointer to send the game into overtime and then made the game winner with 1 second left in OT as the Rockets beat the Warriors 135-134. Overall, Harden was only 13 of 32. However, he was 10 of 23 from beyond the arc and made 3 of 4 from distance in overtime, totaling 44 points.
For me, nothing changes. You know, I take my shots, I drive to the basket, I shoot my step backs with confidence and live with the results.
Clint Capella added 29 points and 21 rebounds for the Rockets, who have won 11 of their last 12 games. The Warriors blew a 20-point third-quarter lead. In the loss, Stephen Curry had 35 points, while Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson each added 26. Ryan Leong, Oakland.
Thanks, Ryan. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. And if our VOA listeners tuned into Wednesday's show, they'll remember my hoop chat with Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili service chief. I put Mwamoyo on the spot at the end of that chat. I said, Mwamoyo, who's going to win this season's League Most Valuable Player Award? Mwamoyo didn't hesitate. He didn't hesitate at all. He said, it's going to be James Harden once again. James Harden, explosive James Harden. The guy has been playing some excellent, excellent basketball. Now let's go to San Antonio, Texas, where former San Antonio star Kawhi Leonard, who now plays for the Toronto Raptors, received a rude welcome back on Thursday night. The Spurs spanked the visiting Raptors, as we hear now from the AP's Roy Flores.
DeMar DeRozan had his first triple-double of the season with 21 points, 14 rebounds, and 11 assists in his first game against his former team, and the San Antonio Spurs dominated from the tip in a 125-107 victory over Toronto Thursday night. The game marked the return of Kawhi Leonard, traded to the Raptors along with Danny Green for DeRozan and Jakob Poeltl during the offseason. Here's DeRozan.
I think after the first quarter, I looked up and I said, damn, I got 5 rebounds. Next thing you know, I look up, I got 7 assists. Then I got 9, and somebody told me, run a screen and roll with L.A. and get your triple-double. And I said, damn, all right. Run the screen and roll. He knocked it down for me.
Leonard met with boos and chants of quitter every time he touched the ball, finished with 21 points and just 1 rebound.
We didn't do a good job in transition defense. We didn't play well at all defensively. Spurs did a great job pushing the pace, kicking out for wide-open shots.
Roy Flores, San Antonio.
Thanks, Roy. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In one other NBA result Thursday night, the Denver Nuggets scored a 117-113 road victory over the Sacramento Kings. Denver guard Jamal Murray scored 17 of his 36 points in the fourth quarter to help lead the Nuggets to victory. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Denver's Serbian big man, Nikola Jokic, who had 26 points and 14 rebounds. During Wednesday's show, I also chatted with Mamoyo Hoops Hamza about the international nature of the NBA now and the versatility of the league's big men, including Nikola Jokic and the Cameroonian Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers. Let's take a break now for this Voice of America programming announcement.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends? Breakout artists? New releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. Heather talked about local FM stations carrying Music Time in Africa. Let's give a shout out, a Sunny Side of Sports shout out, for the Voice of America's new FM station in Lomé, Togo. Heather recently traveled to Lomé to help open that FM station in Togo's capital. So if you're tuning in tonight in Lomé, Togo, here's a Sunny Side of Sports salute to you. We look forward to hearing more from our Lomean listeners. And what the heck, let's give a shout out to Heather Maxwell, the Music Time in Africa lady who has succeeded the late great Leo Sarkisian with wonderful proficiency. I must say, Heather has a much better voice than Leo when it comes to singing. Heather is a professional jazz singer, so you ought to hear her sing. She is wonderful. More National Basketball Association news now. Memphis Grizzlies general manager Chris Wallace apologized to fans for an apparent altercation after a 101-94 loss Wednesday night to the Detroit Pistons. Wallace said the Grizzlies, in his words, had an emotionally charged meeting after their 10th loss in 13 games. The Athletic reported that Garrett Temple and Omri Caspi were involved in that altercation. Both players spoke after practice Thursday, describing what happened as brothers getting into it. Hey, I have three brothers, and I got into it with them when I was growing up. That's just the way it is. Brothers occasionally have altercations. That's just the way it is. Yes. Tennis news now. U.S. Open champion Naomi Osaka called in her coach for advice on how to swing momentum after losing the first set to Anastasia Sevastova down under at the Brisbane International in Australia. Well, Naomi apparently got some pretty good advice. She responded by conceding only 5 points in the next set, and she went on to win the match 3-6, 6-love, and 6-4. That secured her a spot in the semifinals of the Brisbane International. And Kei Nishikori worked his way out of a jam against Grigor Dimitrov, winning 6 of the last 7 games to clinch victory in Brisbane 7-5 and 7-5. That tournament is a warm-up for the Australian Open, the year's first major. And that wraps up the January 4th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Nick Ivanov. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the sunny side of sports.
Hello, this is Peter Clotty, host of Nightline Africa. Please join us every Saturday and Sunday at 16 and 18 hours UTC. Nightline Africa is VOA's Africa's weekend show that provides news, features, and entertainment news about Africa and the world. Tune in. You will be glad you did. I guarantee it.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African music mix on The Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African music mix plays only the best. Yes, sir. Two-Face.
NATO C. Hey. Tune in at 200, 300, 1200, and 1300 UTC GMT. Every day, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica at voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
This is Science in a Minute.
Scientists say that for about the first half of Earth's history, there was virtually no real free or breathable oxygen in the atmosphere. Then, about 2.3 to 2.5 billion years ago, blue-green algae called cyanobacteria living in the Earth's oceans began emitting enough oxygen through photosynthesis to create the permanently oxygenated atmosphere that keeps us alive today. This process, which scientists say took about 100 million years, is called the Great Oxidation Event. New research led by Imperial College London suggests that early photosynthesis from ancestors of that cyanobacteria may have produced bursts of oxygen about 1 billion years before this Great Oxidation Event. Other studies suggest these early bursts of oxygen were chemically captured by dissolved iron or organic material before it had the chance to oxygenate the atmosphere. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts
every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondence reports around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.